Just a couple of boys from WA. But if you're not, that's okay. It's the Mitchell and Michael Show.
Welcome, everybody, to the podcast. Good show today. We finally have the great Scott Tips, Scott Money. Scott.
He doesn't like that.
He doesn't. From Motley Fool.
Yeah, Scott Phillips joining us.
Our financial advisor.
We were supposed to have him on the last episode, but, you know, it's like investing. Sometimes it's buy, sometimes it's sell, you know, sometimes it's hold. And today we buy. Today we buy in. We get him in. We're talking crypto. Stick around. Like, it's everybody talks about crypto now. People have no interest in investing. Huh. Or like, have you heard about Bitcoin? Well, I have, and I need to know more from Scott.
Yeah.
We're also giving away, like, tickets on the show. If you listen to the show in the morning, make sure you're listening tomorrow.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can. You can listen Friday. Live, Triple M on the Listener app, and you might be able to pick up some Dockers or Dockers taking on the Collingwood Magpies game at Optus Stadium.
So make sure you listen live as well if we are in your area. But we're going to kick off the show this morning just sort of looking at the end. Not the end of the show. No, the end of our lives and how they shouldn't be a sad time. They should be an amazing time. Look, I think this is just something that everybody thinks about. Your funeral.
Yeah.
Like, you like to think about like the good, the bad of it. And you try and focus on the good, and you want other people to like, you sit there and go, geez, I don't want people to be that sad.
Yeah, well, that's why you have a wake, is you have your funeral, everyone's like, oh, no, sad, and then everyone's like, celebrates your life.
Well, why not combine the two, which is what one family have done in the UK, and it has divided the world.
A wooneral or a fake.
Maybe a fake. Or as some have dubbed it, the funerave.
Oh.
Because at the cemetery...
Yeah.
I'm assuming that the body has been like lowered into its
everything's its
grave.
Done. Everything's
done, but they're still at the cemetery, near the grave.
Yeah.
One of the guests just gets the decks out. This is actual audio from the cemetery in Birmingham, UK. And they just start having a huge party.
Where is this?
In the UK.
Oh,
in Birmingham. They just start absolutely going for it. They're even doing like the same little dance, the same little like little foot shuffle sort of dance. And he's got the full setup, and they went absolutely off. And it's like awesome. It's an awesome way to send off someone else. There's been some questions about literally dancing on graves, but but it's a great way that obviously he was like, maybe he was the DJ. Was that his music?
Yeah, maybe his decks,
I think it's important to celebrate the things that like people kept near and dear to their heart. I thought it'd be cool if, for our boss, if he died, he really likes like rodeos and stuff.
Yeah?
So like, what if we just started like boot scooting?
Boot scooting on the grave?
Oh, yeah. Like, Kubra's
ain't
on.
No grave.
R.M. Williams. And just, I bet he loves a bit of Brooks and Dunn. And just crack it out and go for it.
It's good.
And then I was thinking about myself. What would I like? I would like to turn it into a game. Yeah, you know, I would like to get a bunch of coffins and you have to find me. Like, and it's like a big game of hide and seek.
Okay.
And so everyone's just, like, imagine that. And you can put other people in the coffins.
And then you open it.
Surprise.
And I'm
shot.
Like, boo. Ah, it's not him.
I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Gotcha.
And then I thought about you.
Oh, okay.
If you died, what would you, Mitchell Tinley, want at your funeral? And I think you would still want a shot at the title. I think you would be... you would be convinced. You'd be like, get me out there. I don't care that I'm dead.
Yeah.
Mitchell Tinley still believes that he can take anyone.
Also, just wanted to let you know, that just costs us $60,000 because he hunts down everyone that does
commercial
that.
Radio, we can play anything.
Michael Ross, just a quick one. Heap eating. Have you ever heard it?
Heap eating.
Heap eating. Have you heard of mansplaining?
Oh, right. So it's like repeating with a man? Like heap eating?
Yeah, like it's this thing where apparently if you're in a meeting scenario, like you're in an office, maybe a white collar job, could be a blue collar job, could be a no collar job like ours. And if a woman has an idea and everyone's like, well, that's dumb, Cindy, shut up. And then Jeff comes in, says the exact same idea. And everyone's like, that's an amazing idea, Jeff.
Heap eating. I've never heard of this.
No, me neither.
No.
Apparently it's been around for a couple of years, but it's just kind of like resurfaced. So I'm just thinking like ladies, if you're out there listening. like this is a one to be aware of. Because I reckon if you go, like, he peed me, everyone will be like, huh? And then you can explain it. Everyone will be like, oh. But then if you're a man, I think you either got to be careful or, what I'm thinking, sneakier. Because I am a guy that loves to steal a joke.
True.
And it's not steal a joke. Like, I won't go, Michael Ross tells a joke, and I go, oh, that's amazing, just to me. And then I go out in the office and tell everyone. I'll often do it if you aren't heard. So it's like a big group discussion, and you'll say something, and I'll be like, not enough people heard that. Then I'll say it again, then I'll get the praise. He peeing. Well, me peeing now. But it's just a public service announcement. He peeing.
So keep an eye out for some he peeing.
Yep.
It feels weird for us to explain it.
That's what I'm that feels, saying. Yeah. That's the irony in what I'm doing.
Yeah. So, ladies, what's happening to you? Is he peeing?
I had a video of this lady explaining it, but like I just thought I could do it better.
Okay. I see what we've done here. Triple M, it is Mitchell and Michael. Albany, welcome to the Mitchell and Michael family this morning. If you want to give us a call, don't forget 1-800-011-666. We know you've just come out of the news, but you've never heard news quite like this.
Here's what happened
while you were sleeping. Cosa Cranes, for cranes, dozers, water and service truck hire.
Michael Ross, Premier Mark McGowan says fireys are allowed to drive ambulances to help on the lack of paramedics out there, help ease the load. They will predominantly specialise in heartburn. It's funnier the second time.
Is it?
I think it is.
Like heartburn, it's repeating on me.
Yeah. Look at you. Get hit another one. There you go. Everyone can join in the fun. Also, the Mars rover has snapped pictures of what seems to be an alien door on the red planet, sparking internet frenzy that it could lead to life on Mars or nightlife on Mars, because it could be a Mars bar.
So that's better than last hour. You put in a little nightlife thing.
This joke won't change because it's perfect the way it is. North Korea has had its first outbreak of COVID, forcing the leader of North Korea to change his name to Kim Jong-unwell.
Say the other bit, because that's what makes it funnier.
What, better than his father, Kim Jong-il?
There, yeah. That's what you need. It needs both.
I tell you what, it'll be the first outbreak in North Korea, because they keep them locked
in.
Yeah,
they can't get out. I can have another one.
No, that one's sad.
Hey, on the way, you've just given me a number. You just handed this over, and you said, up next, we need to call this person. Yep. I just have a number, and it says Robin.
Yep.
But you're not telling me why yet.
No, not at all. And we're about to find out.
Okay.
Because someone needs our help. Very similar. Huh? You're into comic books, Robin. We help.
Okay. Yep. Right. Like, we're Batman. Yep. I'm Alfred. Let's face facts. You've given me a number to dial this morning,
yep,
and we have the lovely Robin waiting on the line. Hi, Robin.
Hi, how you doing?
We are good. Now, yesterday you slid into my DMs in a very professional manner, and you said to me that you needed some help with something like a competition that your business was running. Can you give us a quick rundown?
Yes. So I work for Exceed Real Estate.
Yes.
And
other real estate are available. No, continue.
No. We're not in Bunbury, so you're all good.
Oh, okay, cool.
But we have a bit of a competition going. So it's like a freestanding door in our office. You know, like Monsters, Inc., how they have like the doors? And then there's a bowl with like 100 keys in it. And one of the keys fits the lock in the door. So when tenants come and collect their keys, it's always like one of those experiences, like property managers have such a bad rep. If you've rented 3 times, you've probably had a bad experience.
Yep. Yeah.
So what we're trying to do is make it like a fun, good experience when they come and collect their keys.
Okay.
It's a great idea.
So they get a key, and then I'm assuming it's one of those ones where it's like you put the key in the door, and
if yours opens the door, you win a prize. Do we know what the prize is?
Exactly. So it starts at $200 and then it doubles, it like jackpots and doubles every month. So it'll be $200 and then it'll be $400, then it'll be $800. And that money will then go towards their rent if they win.
Oh, I was going to say, so when they finally get to 10 weeks, they can afford a week's rent. No. And what you've said to me is that you need a cool name for it. And that's what we do. What names have you come up with so far?
I'm not sure if it's appropriate.
anything's appropriate. How bad can it be?
What are you calling it?
Well, like, I thought a great name would be, like, put your keys in the bowl.
Yeah, that's fine. It's not like you've called it Hordor. Like, it's...
Oh, we've had worse.
Oh.
We've had worse.
So any other ones that pop to mind so we know not to use those?
We've had the glory door.
Okay,
that gives a different impression. So we might not go with that one. I think what we're going to do, I think we're going to take your idea. You got this great game, and we're going to head off and we're going to see what we can sort of come up with for you.
Yeah.
Okay, amazing.
So thank you for coming on, Robin. Leave it up to us. We'll be Batman and we will take over.
No worries, thanks.
1-800-011-666 is the number you need right now, as we have a double pass to give away to Fremantle v Collingwood at Optus Stadium on Sunday, May 22. That's this weekend. You want to get there for the Sir Doug Nicholls Indigenous Round.
So
it's going to be amazing.
Give us a call, 1-800-011-666 if you... Oh, no, we're not doing that?
It's not as easy as that. You don't just get to call the number today.
It's such a good prize.
A double pass to the footy. I want to test your knowledge on Dockers and Pies.
The lovely tender meat, the finest you can buy. Our lovely pie.
I don't want to be a pie. Don't like gravy.
That's right. I'm not talking the footy teams. No. I'm talking dockers, like people who work on a dock.
Nice.
And pies. Delicious, tasty pies.
I can feel the happiness and anger all at the same time.
Three questions. I'll give you the first one right now. Then when you're on the line, you got to get all three.
Otherwise,
we're moving on to the next person.
Okay. Right.
First question. So just to help explain this a little bit. First question is, what is a stevedore? Is a stevedore... another word for a docker, a wharfie, if you will.
Yeah.
Or were stevedores men who came from door to door selling pies?
Yeah, I thought it was a guy that, like, before we invented wooden doors, it was a guy named Steve that stood in the way of a hallway before he could get in. You said, is that stevedore?
See, the answers, unlike Mitch's, the answers are either dockers or pies. Every question, dockers or pies.
Oh, okay.
So is a stevedore a docker? Or a guy who sells pie. Have got a double pass for the footy this weekend. Collingwood and Freo, Optus Stadium. You could be there live if you can just pass my little test.
The lovely tender meat, the finest you can buy. Our lovely pie.
I don't want to be a
pie. So dumb.
Dockers or pies.
That's all you got to do. 1-800-011-666. All you have to do is call and answer these three questions. Dockers or pies.
We gave you the first question as well. What is a stevedore? Is it a docker or is it a guy who goes from door to door in the old timey selling pies? And they're like, oh, it's Steve. He's coming door to door.
Stevedore.
We got Matty from Meekatharra on the line.
It's a stevedore, you're trying to say, is it?
Something like that. We've got stevedore.
Yeah, so a stevedore is a docker. Yeah.
Okay.
Or a wharfie, for sure.
Right. Straight up. First one off the rank. Correct.
No worries, mate. I'll have you with it. Catch ya.
You don't
want to win the tickets?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got two more questions.
So you got a couple more questions then for you, mate.
Jeez, it's like Michael Jordan hit a three and when I'm done, I'm going home. We're like, mate, there's still more of the game.
All right. So first one done, two more to go. Next question. What was invented first, pies or boats?
Boats.
He's got it.
Aye.
He's
on a roll. One more to go.
Yes, boats invented in 5000 BC, pies 2000 BC. Finally, to win a double pass to the footy this weekend, Matty from Meekatharra, in 2012, whose strike got them more pay and sick leave? Was it Baker's or Dockers?
Baker's.
He's done it!
Matty from Meekatharra. Matt, you nearly walked away before you cashed out. Now, who are you going to take to the footy?
Probably my mum or my brother.
Yeah. Nah, not your brother, just your mum. That's sweeter. Thanks, Matty. We'll get in contact with you and enjoy the game.
Good on you. Thanks.
Mitchell and Michael, we've got new sport weather on the way. The biggest news at the moment, of course, is the election. It's this weekend. I can actually just walk down the road to vote.
Really?
I live right near like a school.
How good is democracy?
I get to go get a democracy sausage this weekend, Saturday. Yeah,
which is weird because you can buy them anyway from Bunnings any day.
Yeah, but they taste sweeter when you know you've taken down a government at the same time. As opposed to... I bought some screws.
I'll eat a sausage and then vote for the gun owners or whatever.
Well, you've sent me this. You sent me this ad that I haven't seen yet.
No, I think it came out last week, but we haven't brought it to the show.
That feels very late in the campaign.
Yeah, it's just I know that for some reason in politics you can go off. You can be like Scott Morrison doesn't wash his hair, and it's like really really grimy politics. It's very bizarre, but they've got this like Labor ad about Anthony Albanese. And, like, you remember how they referenced Mark McGowan, I think, as, like, Gollum? Like, one of the...
Yeah.
Who was that?
Was it ScoMo? I think...
It might have been.
During the pandemic.
Yeah.
He called State Daddy Gollum.
Yeah. And so they've got, like, a Lord of the Rings ad attacking the Labor leader, Anthony Albanese.
Taxes, yes. Taxes. We will tax all of them. So much money. No, no, you idiot. But I want their money. No, you can't tell them. It's the only way we get precious votes.
Okay, I'm going to bring it down now. Like, because I'm watching the ad as well, and it's like, imagine like a clay model.
It's very Albo Gollum. Creepy.
It's very creepy indeed. And I think it's like, it's a little, like, nice reference, but like, it's kind of showing like a little bit out of touch. I feel like ScoMo himself, Scotty from marketing, I feel like he's jumped on this one. Because he was probably in marketing 20 years ago when Lord of the Rings was the thing.
Yeah, it should be like, Anthony Albanese is like running from the Temple of Doom or whatever, and he slides under the thing, and then he goes back to grab his hat, but his hat is taxes, and he pulls that in. You know, like something like that. Like it's like needs to be, or like someone goes, we need to tax them more, and he goes, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. And then he takes the taxes and he runs.
I feel the need for taxes.
Yeah.
Slam, Mitchell and Michael, and joining us on the line now, as he loves to every week, because we need your help, the one and only Motley Fool himself. It is Scott Phillips. Morning, Scott.
Welcome.
Good morning, guys. Great to be with you.
Yeah. Now, mate, would you prefer, did we go through this last week, would you prefer Scott Money or Scott Tips?
We didn't go through that last week, thankfully. Now we've got it out of the way, we'll never do it again. Better than Scott, no friends, just quietly. So let's go with either of those two. It's completely fine.
Oh, lovely. We're glad we've just got you on the show because that was hard. But you're a busy man and you're an important man. And now that we've got you, we need to talk about something that not even we understand, crypto.
Not to you. Thank you very much.
Now, crypto had a bit of a misstep last week or so. There was a bit of a crash. What's going on?
There was. In fact, it's the most recent in a long line of recent crashes. Bitcoin is down more than 51% from its highs of only last year. So whatever money you had, you've only got half of it left. Can I say too, by the way, some of these other cryptocurrencies, I'll say other almost in their quotes, a thing called Luna. I read this morning, yesterday morning, if you had $1 million with a Luna a week ago, it's now worth $3,000. I kid you not.
No.
How does that happen?
Well, here's the thing, right? Crypto isn't anything. And it might be everything at some point, but right now it isn't anything. And what I mean by that, it's going to inflame some people listening, so apologies in advance if I've just made your blood pressure go up. Crypto's not tied to anything. So if you buy shares in Woolies, you're buying paper, so I get that. But you are buying a piece of a business that's earning sales and profits almost every single minute of every single day. And you can say, okay, well, I might pay more or less for that. The share price will still be volatile. But at the end of the day, I own a small, 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 tiny part of Woolworths, the great giant grocery corporation. If you own cryptocurrency, you own something that hopefully someone will pay you more for in future based on the fact they just might want it more than you do. And that's where it gets tough. Now, every asset is still priced that way. So again, I'm not saying shares or property or anything else is immune from that. But there's something underpinning it. What the crypto believers are hoping is that this thing eventually one day will be the standard form of currency. Everyone will use it, everyone will need it, and therefore the price will be higher. And they could even be right. But right now, the reason it's going up and down all over the place is that you're literally just asking, you're just taking a straw poll every day. Hey, are you guys feeling happy or sad? Happy? Great. Up goes the price. Sad? Oops, down goes the price. And literally that's all it is. You're measuring sentiment. You're measuring confidence. You're measuring literally happiness.
Wow.
And that's why it's all over the place. Because Bitcoin, 30-odd thousand Australian dollars, it could be $300,000 in 5 years' time. It could be zero in 5 years' time. It's probably going to be somewhere in between. But there is no fundamental way to analyze it and say, because it earns this much in income, because it earns this much interest, because it's got this much in dividends or rent, it's objectively worth something. This thing doesn't earn anything. It's only a medium of exchange. Again, it doesn't mean it won't be worth something at some point. But right now, no one can objectively do it. And so it's subject to the whims of a very confident, sometimes overconfident market, irrational exuberance, as they say, or this horrible pessimism. And as I said, the last 6 months have been a pessimistic old time for crypto holders.
So that's like investing in property, but on Mars. Like, it's not there yet.
Exactly. Well, you know, you can buy those certificates, which, you know, you buy a star and someone will send you a certificate. Kind of like that at the moment. You kind of, maybe you officially own the star, maybe you don't. You're never going to be able to touch it. Look, it's not that bad, is it? I don't want to be too negative on crypto because it could be worth something at some point. What I will say, there are apparently more than 7,000 crypto coins out there. And I will go on record as saying at least 7,000 of the current 7,500 will be worth exactly zero in 10 years' time. Because there's just not enough individual uses that they're worth enough money to be a separate ecosystem. So be very, very, very careful. I mentioned Luna before this. You know, I'd never heard of, frankly. Went up through the roof and then literally fell through the floor, 1 million to 3,000 in a couple of days. So be very, very careful. Not all cryptos are the same. Even if Bitcoin's worth something eventually, the others might still go to zero. So just be mindful when you're buying and selling. And by the way, if you make a fortune, you've been lucky, not necessarily smart. If you lose a fortune, you might have been unlucky rather than dumb. But either way, you're absolutely subject to the whims of everybody else out there. And you're looking across, virtually or otherwise, at people across the world and saying, can you guys please like my thing more next week than you do this week?
That's how we treat the show.
It's a tough one. Well, there's benefit in it, right? You're talking to me right now. You'll probably not call me back next week. But at the moment, at least, I'm surfing the wave. I am the Bitcoin of financial advisors right now, and I'll take it.
Scott, thanks so much for joining us on the show. If you want to get more Scott Phillips or Motley Fool, why not jump on Listener? You can listen to The Good Oil or Motley Fool Money.
Yes, and we really do hope you don't run into any crypto investors on the way home because they will not be happy.
I will be in the Groucho Marx hat and moustache. You'll never even notice me.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, boys.
If you enjoyed the Mitchell and Michael podcast, remember to subscribe, leave a review, and share with your mates.